You are listening to the Hustle and Glow podcast with Francesca Alexander. Hey there, thank you for joining us again. Last week, we had a conversation with Catherine Vandermeerlen, and it was great. And we got to unfold exactly what she's doing here in New Zealand, how she's going to help really rally around women with purpose. In this particular podcast, we're going to be talking about, okay, so how do you unfold purpose? How do you find your purpose? And it's always that ongoing conversation, I think, that we've had, at least for me. I've heard this conversation probably the first time with Oprah, maybe 15, 20 years ago. How do you find your purpose? What is it? And what I like about Catherine's perspective is that she really taps in, what is meaningful to you and how you actually come to find out this is something that really revs you up. Time flies by. You don't really see that you're working. It's more of a love. And all of a sudden, oh, look, it's 10 p.m., which is where my head usually is at anyway. So we really discover what that feels like. How can we tell it's our purpose? What does that actually mean for the economy now? If we all are thriving and doing businesses for the greater good, how can we change our world? So this is a fascinating conversation. Again, here is Catherine Vandermeerlen.
All right, we got started, yay. Okay, so today I am here. Let me say this, say your last name right. Let's see, Catherine Vandermeerlen. Did I say it right?
It is. Well done.
Ah, very good. Good, good. And Catherine.
Van der Meulen in Dutch.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Now, tell me where you are in the world right now.
Right now, I am overlooking Lake Taupo, which is absolutely beautiful. And as I was just saying before, I've just been for a beautiful morning swim, taking me completely out of my comfort zone because it's a little bit colder than what my body is used to. But it was fun.
Oh, good, 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 good. So just before the call, we're just discussing like, okay, well, what's the topic today? And I really want to look at and unfold the idea of either integrating what your true purpose is, or if you have a business that's already structured around, oh, well, like, you know, I work in the frame of, you know, really amplifying my purpose. Sometimes we just need to relook at that in the beginning of the year and go, okay, A, am I in alignment? B, am I even near it at all? C, should I start with it? So I like your story about what you did with a previous company and you talked about your purpose. So I think, you know, we can, if we could start there and then just peel back the layers on how you got there.
So I guess I will take you back to, I've just turned 40. I'll take you back to when I was 18, when I first started in my family business, which was Supre, a clothing company. And really at that time, I had no idea what I wanted to do in the business. It was just a natural progression for me to leave school and go straight into my family business. And it was probably over 3 or 4 years that I was, you know, navigating, and I was working in lots of different departments in that organization, and I was learning to, and understanding how it all worked, unbeknownst to me that I was actually ruling out all the different areas that I didn't really enjoy. And where I really found my great love, my great passion, was around the marketing, the promotions, the activations, the events, the branding of the business, the soul of the business. And I guess from there it then started to feed into what the purpose of the business. Yes, we were a clothing manufacturer producing fast fashion and a hell of a lot of it. But at the end of the day, what were we doing? We were dressing young women for a lifestyle, for a fun, adventurous lifestyle, an active lifestyle, hanging out with friends, building relationships. So actually the end result was actually about supporting teenage girls to be healthy, be mindful, be conscious, and also, you know, oh yes, and we sell clothing. We were also, you know, educating them through, you know, programs that we did with the Department of Education. So I really found my purpose and great love because I love education. I loved working with teenage girls. Obviously, I had just come through my teenage years in a rebellious form, and had started to find a different version of myself. So I really enjoyed working with teenagers. I enjoyed working with education, and I was really finding my purpose. And when I left the business many years later, like 15 or 17 years later, and I was either just giving birth to my first or second child, and it's all a bit of a blur, and I was sitting propped up in the hospital, and I was like, I'm going to write a program for teenagers that I can actually facilitate and educate in schools on how to discover your purpose. And so I wrote this program, which I facilitated in two very different environments in Sydney. One was in my old school, a private girls' school in Sydney's East, and one was in a really impoverished area, and a marginalised community that I used to work with through Mission Australia out in the western suburbs. What I realised was the disparity is great in terms of the financial or the environmental or the lifestyle or those things, but the underlying issues of teenagers not knowing who they are, how do they connect to that, those were exactly the same no matter if they're in the eastern suburbs or in the western suburbs or wealthy or not wealthy, for example. So those same underlying issues were there. They didn't understand themselves, so then they didn't understand how to bring purpose into their life. Because I always thought, after reading, I think, one of Robin Sharma's books, I always thought, if I could have figured this stuff out, and I probably started reading those books at 25, if I could have figured this stuff out when I was 18, God, my life would have been very different. I wouldn't have gone into my family business because that wouldn't have been my journey. I would have done something probably in social impact or social community work or education or something very different than fast fashion, that's for sure. But I'd been able to find my purpose because I was able to inject those things that I did love, the teenage piece, the education piece, the healthy body, healthy mind. I was able to use the vehicle of Supre to build my purpose into that, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But if I had my time over, I certainly wouldn't have been doing it in that fast fashion, toxic environment.
So tell me, it sounds like there was a bit of a rub, but there was also a bit of success of how you applied what you knew that was really lighting you up into the business, but there's also, it sounds like the give and pull there. Tell me a little bit about that.
I probably didn't recognize the give and pull as much as I do now. And I obviously look back at that time, and there was a lot of kind of toing and froing to find what that is that I had this great love. And I think I just, when you start to work in an area and you feel this fire, you get up every morning, you're loving what you're doing, you're excited by it, you want to work your ass off. And then, you know, there's other times in your life where you're working on something which doesn't quite feel right, but you consistently do it, but there's something that's niggling in the back of your mind going, really, is this really how I'm going to be spending my days? I think you just have to listen to your gut a little bit more when you're in those environments as to what's right and what's wrong. And I think we don't trust that enough. And I'm still learning that at the age of 40, that we really need to listen and tune into our bodies and our minds. And they communicate in so many different ways. They communicate in illness. They communicate in dis-ease and disease. They communicate in our mindsets. They communicate in, you know, lots of different ways. So I think it's about tuning into yourself and actually listening to what your body and your mind are telling you and as to which routes you should be taking or not taking, if that makes any sense.
Oh, totally. I think that there's, I've you know, through research and what I've understood and even having conversations with ER doctors, they say that women primarily feel this in their stomach and their digestive. A lot of the times too, when women aren't happy in jobs, they go to the emergency room to deal with whatever's happening in their stomach. Like, this is a medical emergency, which is interesting because it's something that we're actually doing to ourselves. And I hear the phone in the background. I'm sorry.
I don't know how to turn that off. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It's real life, and that's okay.
It is real life. And that stomach piece, Francesca, is so pertinent all the way through my time at Super. I had stomach issues. It was like something was eating me alive, and I didn't really understand what it was. And it was only when I kind of resolved some issues, left the family business, that I kind of flushed all the toxins out.
Oh, wow.
And they were all, you know, how the gut and the mind play together are two fascinating things. Like, I've, you know, I was unwell for many, many years on and off and not really understanding it. And I really believe that it was just the build-up of the disease and the toxins coming out of my body.
Wow. Yeah, it's quite a revelation when you start to understand the effects on the body, when you know that whatever situation you're in, it's not doing well in your whole system.
Yeah, and we need to be reminded of that and play into that and listen to that probably a bit more.
Absolutely. So tell me about the journey of you discovering, okay, these are the pieces that are meaningful and I want to apply them to the business. And then also that whole turning point where you went, all right, it's not working here at my current work environment, but I'm taking this purpose on the road and I'm going to create something with it. So tell me, how did you fold it first within your business?
How did I what, sorry?
Fold it into the business in the beginning. How did you use this? Okay, these points in activation type of campaigns could actually do really well for our business. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll take it from that super kind of environment to more of the now in terms of what I'm doing, and probably going one step back to the point where I got to last year in September, and I'd just been away at this Commonwealth Bank Women in Focus event. And I was like, there is more to what my life needs to be doing than what I am doing now. And I was working and I was in a long-standing contract with an Australian business. And I knew that it wasn't giving me the love that I needed. And I knew that I wasn't using my full potential. I knew the assets that I had in my mind, and I knew the assets that I had in my heart. And I knew that I wasn't using this vehicle of my body and my mind to move those things forward. And I made a really conscious decision that I needed to shake things up. And, you know, it'd probably been the 7-year itch, as we call it, where you really have to have a whole new life transformation. And that's at the point where I made the decision, probably a little bit later than that, that I made the decision to move to New Zealand and really to work on rebuilding my purpose into what I wanted to do with my days and how I wanted to feel and what was important to me. And I think I went full circle and went, I got to come back to what's true to me, because I knew that I wasn't being true to myself being in these roles that weren't quite the right place for me, but they were just a means to the needs that I had to raise two small children on my own as a single parent. So it started back then. But then truly when I, you know, had started to develop entrepreneurial women with purpose, when that started to move, it was like this great flow of everything just coming together with this grace and with this ease. It was quite magical, because I knew that I was on the right journey and I knew that it felt right and I knew that it was everything that was important to me, and I knew that I could create this while also still managing the lives of two small humans. And it all just went into this wonderful state of flow. And that's in my gut. I went, oh, this is the right place for me.
Oh, I love that.
And as I said before, you know, your gut tells you all of those things and how you feel about those situations. They tell you. So, yeah.
So that was one of the things I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about. Now, we touched a little bit about, you know, getting those gut instincts. But, you know, let's talk a little bit about that instinct. And I feel like this is what sets us apart from the boys, is that we use our instinct to go, all right, I know in my body that this is a good next move. Or I, at the very least, I know in my body that this is not the best type of work environment. I can't thrive here. And you know that. And it yep. can be, it really is that whole soul searching, gut wrenching, emotional experience. We all know how that feels. Tell us a little bit more about when you're going into or moving into the space where it's like, this is my purpose. This feels good, yet I'm unsure. Tell me about that process for you. How do you get through something like that?
Yeah, and I guess that's, you know, I don't know if you know The Hero's Journey by Joseph Campbell. And the hero, who is the hero of the story, and behind every good film, there is the hero's journey, because the hero is called on the adventure. And they're stepping out into the unknown, and they're going through this process, and they're going through the trials and tribulations. And there's at some point that they look behind them and they're like, shit, I should really go back to where I was coming from, because this is all getting too hard and this is all getting too scary. But I'm going to continue to move forward, and I'm going to learn, and I'm going to experience, and I'm going to move through that. And then it's, you know, what are all of those experiences, and what do we learn from them, and what is that future? And so we kind of move through this wonderful hero's journey at that point. And it's really, you know, I have looked back a number of times last year, 2019, obviously living in New Zealand for the last year, and I looked back at a few times earlier in the year before I got Entrepreneurial Women with Purpose off the ground, and I thought, what the hell am I doing? I've moved my two children to another country. I have no support over here. I have no family over here. I've got great friends over here, but I don't have that really deep support. And I thought, holy hell, what am I doing? And so there are always those little niggles of self-doubt. I still get those little niggles of self-doubt about certain things as well. But, and I go, I trust myself. I trust my intuition. I know that I'm on the right path. I know that life is in a great flow. So just keep going with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, going back to all those things, that emotional experience and that soul searching and listening to your body and that intuition is so very, very important. And know that there's always going to be those trials and tribulations, and know that we just need to work through them, because they're going to be our best learning experiences. And what we take from those learning experiences only helps us to grow and makes us better people and makes us better versions of ourselves as well.
I think that that's wonderful advice. And I have to just kind of also go to another place where I've also sort of go back to. And you left your country to go to another country to set up your whole life, and very similar to what I've done. I think with women of color, or when you leave even the neighborhood, you are questioned like, whoa, is she better than us? Is she, what is she doing? What's going on? Why is she breaking away from the tribe? And there's a lot of judgment. And for me, I literally went to a small neighborhood from San Gabriel to Pasadena, California, and I got that from my family. So if you can only imagine what would happen if I left Los Angeles and moved to New Zealand. And that was a huge strife in my family. My parents were cool. That was great. My siblings, not all of them, but most of them were like, what is she doing? Is she better than us? And I may not connect with some of the siblings from this point on, because I do choose to have a different mindset. I don't want to be a part of the negative mindsets that are in my community. I want to strive to succeed for me. And in turn, it will actually do very well for my community to show I'm an example that, A, I've broken out of the community. B, I've done something for me, which is huge. I think it is universal for women to say, what are you doing? What do you think? Why are you doing stuff for you? You have a whole community that you need to look after. And I'm actually pushing up against the grain, saying that, no, we actually look should after do me. That. Yeah, look after me.
Yeah.
That's
that personal leadership. That's that personal leadership piece, right? And we really need to... You know, not many people really want to step out of those comfort zones. And if I look back at last year, the year before, I was in a really comfortable place living in Sydney, but doing menial work that I didn't really love, in a relationship that wasn't serving me for my needs and my desires. And I thought, why am I going to stay in an environment that's not serving me holistically? Life is too short. I need to lead and create that, take that personal leadership for my children to show them that you can just go and move to another country and have no fear to move to another country and make it work, you know. So it was more, for me, it was more about showing my children, if you want to be happy, you are in control of making that happiness. Because I wasn't happy. I was just kind of living to somebody else's beat. And it wasn't mine. I wasn't enjoying it. So
yeah.
I stepped out of it. But I never really found, like what you were just talking about before, I never really found the judgment. I think I always had the support, because my family knew that I wasn't happy in the environment that I was living in Sydney, and having an ex-husband very close to home, that wasn't working for anyone. So I think my parents were really supportive. My sisters were really supportive. And I remember having a wonderful conversation with my sister, and she said, you know, I'm living the life now. She had a year in New Zealand many years ago. I'm living the life now and in a wonderful relationship, because I got myself grounded and I got my earthing when I lived in New Zealand. So spread your wings, go and fly, go and enjoy the journey and get away from the hustle of Sydney and noise, really.
Yeah. And I want to ask you too, I think that this would be great. Like, if you could, not framing it in that question of like, if you could only, because you sort of answered it already, where if you could give advice to that 18-year-old, but more of if you're, you know, having a coffee catch up with a friend and she wants to break out big and do something that she wants to do, what would be the best advice you can give her at that moment?
Well, I just had this conversation just before Christmas with a girlfriend who has been doing the same repetitive patterns, repeating the same repetitive things in a relationship, repeating the same things in her life roles. And I said, you really need to find what you love and you will be successful at it. And it will take that time to step out of that comfort zone. Go, you know, she's just done a yoga course and she's very creative and she doesn't really use her creativity and she doesn't really allow herself because she's always so busy working in her day-to-day job that really doesn't give her the love that she needs. And I'm like, make a bold move, whatever that bold move needs to be, whether it's about moving to the country and getting that creative spirit and nurturing that, whether it's about moving to a completely other environment so that you can actually find that space and time for yourself. So I think it is, my advice is bold moves, but maybe that's just my personality. I'm happy to jump in and figure it out as I go, but a lot of people are probably more risk adverse or want to be able to control the environment, and everyone's different. But I think making some really bold moves, if you're not completely happy and you're feeling drained and you've got no energy, and what's the purpose of that? So there's no harm if you're living that kind of lifestyle. There's no joy. So why not make a bold move and see what happens, or see what doesn't? You've always got something to fall back to.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Great. So one of my other questions that I really wanted to ask you, tell me a little bit about your work with women, women entrepreneurs, you know, and creating that purpose or with purpose. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that really kind of started this year, most importantly, when I got back to what I really loved, which was actually coaching and supporting women in business to create growth, but growth with a meaning and growth with purpose, and making sure that these women were spending the valuable time they do have, because the majority of them were all mothers. You know, we do have minimal time to contribute to our work. We do have minimal time to contribute to our children. We do have minimal time to contribute to our relationship. We have to also contribute that time to ourselves, and breaking up, that's in one day, you know, breaking up that time so that everything is getting a good balance of, you know, everything in your life. So for me, it wasn't really about creating not only a successful business and business growth, but also underpinning that with our true purpose so that we are going into an environment every single day and loving what we do. And, you know, for me this year, I have had so many conversations like when I first reached out to you, it was really just to be able to have a conversation. What do you do? How could we do something together? Is it, mm-hmm. are there like-minded synergies? Is there a value alignment that we hold? And all of those conversations this year have led me to creating Entrepreneurial Women with Purpose, because I was listening. I was listening to the conversations. I was hearing the words that these women were saying about what their desires were, how they wanted to live. And I was like, well, how could I use my experiences and my knowledge in business to actually build this into something that's really meaningful, and then underpinning it with the things that are really the most important piece for me, is not only supporting women, but also supporting those marginalized communities, and creating positive impact, that we are using our vehicles of business to create social and or environmental good. Because what are we doing it for otherwise? Like, if I look at Australia, if I look at my social media feed, everything is about that Australia is on fire. And that is distressing for me. And that is our environment. And that is going to be, I feel, an ongoing environmental crisis. So how are we using our vehicle and the power of business to make changes to that? And how do we bring people together to make changes to that, so that our children are going to have a healthier, more prosperous future? You know, that is quite alarming. Are we going to have a country to live in Australia in the next 5 years?
Oh yeah, definitely. That's,
you know, so it's about using what we can and using our assets of our values to build into a business.
Yeah, and I think even for the beginning of the year for me, and Australia has been just definitely been on top of mind for me, and especially since was it just a few days ago in Auckland when our skies turned orange, and it just blew in, and I was wow. I really looked at even the miles and going, okay, it's 1,500 plus miles from here to Australia. That means if we had a fire in LA, that it would reach Chicago. And that orange, awful glow smoke would be throughout that area, and how impactful that was. And then it also made me think of, like, okay, well, this was my second news. My first news was of the silliness that we're involving ourselves in a possible war from the States. So I'm thinking, okay, so these are the times, if we don't know nothing else, with the last 4 years or plus more have showed us that we still have to be calm and carry on. That really is so relevant. And I still have to go, and I want to create a podcast that makes a difference. And I really still wanted to create work and work with people to make a difference and have this empowerment piece sort of being in my, my orbit. This is going to be interesting, because I really, really want to still go, all right, this is the state of what we're at, but let's push through and still continue to really thrive on that purpose. I really feel that women can help show how to do that. I mean, if anything at all, women have, for generations, thousands of years, have went, yep, this is what's been handed to me. I'm still carrying on and doing what I need to do, especially if I'm a mother.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, be goosebumps.
it's a legacy. It's a legacy to be proud of, to be a woman. And if you could only just tap into your DNA and see what other crisis that other women have gone through in our bloodline and carried on. And here we are. We're the generation. Yep. That's happening now. How can I honor the women that are in my past and go forward despite of what is happening in our environment at this moment?
Yeah. And I think one of the core things around that, and it's also been the life-changing moments for me probably in the last 3 years, is really connecting to who I am, really digging deep into the depths of who I am, my history, my culture, my being, my behaviors, my everything that makes me who I am, because then I can actually use that as a force for good. Because if I don't know who I am, how am I going to be able to preach, to share, to empower to get people to come on the journey with me if I don't even know who I am. So I think, you know, going back to what you're talking about that kind of women piece and women kind of having that legacy, I think we've got to have that legacy first and foremost, knowing who we are, to then go, well, let's all go on this journey together. Let's see how we can create change. Let's see how we can, you know, just create a movement of grace, of gratitude, of compassion. And, you know, then I think all of those things start to come together and we can be that force for good, even though there's catastrophic things going on around us, as we know. And I think there will always be catastrophic things. It's just the magnitude and how we, what we take from them and how we can serve the world better, you know, in those environments.
Absolutely. And I think that that's a really powerful place to end. So what I'd like to do is invite you one more time back. It might not going to be the end all and be all of that's the final time you're here, but I have some more questions for you. And I think that this is enough for this podcast, but I definitely want to get you back on because I really want to talk about the excitement of what you're creating here in New Zealand. And it's really powerful stuff. And we need to know what's going on with you in your very near future. So thank you, Catherine, so much for being here.
Thanks so much. Have a wonderful day.
All right. That was really good.
Thanks for listening. But before you go, I want to include an exclusive free offer for my listeners. I know, as an online business owner and owner of a marketing agency, that planning your social media like Instagram or LinkedIn can be exhausting, or you don't have the time or energy to get this done. Let me take this off your plate. Our wish for you is to make life just a little bit easier. Sign up for our free instant social media monthly content calendar at socialglobalgrind.com. Or you can just go to the show notes and click on the link. Thanks for listening.